Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Convenient locations in Conway and Searcy, U.S. Truck Accessories is your truck parts superstore. Veteran owned and operated. Visit them online at ustruckaccessories.net.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Well, not all of us are there. Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, Pigskin Preacher. Thanks to Chris Kane for coming in and hanging out with us. And to Bill Vickery. We just lost Bill Vickery. I don't mean gone.
He's in his car, driving in the rain.
We appreciate him. Yeah, Pat Bradley. We'll get Pat Bradley on here in just a second. Baz is in Oklahoma, Alabama. He'll be back tomorrow. 5.5-hour drive. He'll be back tomorrow.
Greenbow, Alabama.
Which will be first? Will Baz make it back to Arkansas, or will electricity be restored in my neighborhood?
Electricity.
I hope so. I hope so. We got to get that back on. Got to get that back on ASAP. Not want to go through this.
Electricity going out sucks.
It's too hot it's so in the bad. South with, to live without electricity.
Mm. I just wonder how the pilgrims did it.
I don't know.
They didn't know. They didn't know.
They were in Massachusetts. They weren't in Arkansas or Mississippi.
They didn't know any better. A birthday's today. Chris Christopherson.
Hey.
Why me, Lord?
Dude. Prolific.
Yeah. He could write
Cindy Lauper.
Girls just want to have fun.
I mentioned earlier today that Davy O'Brien's having a birthday. Davy O'Brien, the Davy O'Brien Award, which is for the top quarterback. Top quarterback. He was TCU, winner of the Heisman, Maxwell and Walter Camp all in the same season. First guy to do that. Pistol packing Pete Maravich having a birthday today.
Huh.
Clyde Drexler.
Okay. Clyde the Glide.
Kurt Warner.
Which one, the Penn State running back or the Rams quarterback?
The Rams quarterback.
Okay.
Meryl Streep.
The Streeper.
Yes.
Lindsey Wagner. And Freddie Prinze Sr.
Sr.
All having a birthday today. Some are still celebrating. Some have not celebrated in years. In years. You know, when you look at Pistol Pete and I look at him dying at the age of 51, what a baby.
He had a heart attack.
Yeah, he had kind of a heart defect.
Kind of a deal.
Problem.
Yeah. A little pickup game, whatever. I mean, 51, not fair. Not fair for Pistol to have lost his life at such a young age. But when is it ever fair for that to happen to anybody, right? Is that right?
So, Christian, when Maravich was drafted by the Hawks, they already had a guard named Lou Hudson. These dudes were scoring like, 27 points a game apiece. That was a high-scoring backcourt back in the day. They could fill it up.
Yes.
The Pistol.
Speaking of Pistol, I call him this all the time. Let's see if we can get him.
He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now he works at the SEC Network. He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero turn mower and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to BathFitter.com. Now, let's get to the shootout.
I'm a sailor, hey, and I lost my leg. Climbing up the top sails, I lost my leg.
All right, gotta get that part of it in there. Hey, Pistol.
Hey, Daddy, what are we doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy, Ro. Just sitting here trying to finish out the last hour of the show. Say hello to Pigskin Preacher. He's in the house with us.
Pat, how you doing, brother?
I'm Pig. And doing good, brother.
Pat, we had a lot of a lot going on over the weekend. Did you watch any of the U.S. Open?
Oh, I was riveted. Could not take my eyes off of the U.S. Open. It was, I guess going into the weekend, if you put $50 on Wyndham Clark, you would have won $2,000 because of how difficult it is to go wide to wide, in particularly the U.S. Open. That's how difficult, and I guess how so many people did not really count him as legitimate, even though he's won one before, but that was the odds going into it, which is wild.
You know, you're absolutely right, Pat. I think I gave that earlier today that McIlroy did it, and he went wire to wire in 2011, and Tiger did it twice in 2002 and in 2000, himself going wire to wire. Those were, to your point, yes, very difficult to go wire to wire. The pressure was on him. Sam Burns behind him, and everybody's looking for Scheffler as well to come up. But the pressure for him to continue on and to maintain that, he didn't fall apart. Prove your point, man. He did something only a few people have done.
The lead he built up was just so enormous. I mean, you're going into the last day with, what was it, 6-shot lead or 7-shot lead. I love Scotty Scheffler. I'm a Scotty Scheffler guy. So it was kind of interesting to watch the crowd. Like, everybody was rooting against Wyndham Clark. He's just, you know, I don't know what sense you guys got, but I thought it was interesting. Did you guys get that sense that people were rooting against Wyndham Clark?
Like, completely.
I think people, yes. I don't know the reason why, but he's people don't like him, right?
Why? So tell me about him. Like, why?
Last
year at Oakmont, he missed the cut at the U.S. Open last year.
Right.
Famous, there's pictures out there. He like kicked in a couple of the lockers. So basically, he had to. This was kind of a big story last year because he was the defending champ. But so he had to make a donation to the caddy fund. He had to fix, you know, pay for the damages. And then he had to take an online anger management course. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
That's like that Sandler Nicholson movie, Pat. You know,
anger management.
Exactly. Yeah, anger management. There you go.
So, I don't know, maybe that sort of still following him around. But clearly, you could just, even, you know, watch it on TV, you could tell. Especially being paid with Scotty Scheffler, who seems, ever since he got arrested for the massacre, he was my guy ever since then. That was a wild. You guys remember that one, right?
Oh,
when he got arrested.
Oh, yeah. I guess that may have put him down. That's when a lot of us could understand. A lot of hackers could understand that. Yeah. Now he's a much better golfer than we are, but we've been arrested, too. So that's how we all felt like him. Yeah, but it was fun to watch that when you get down to the end of it like that and you want to see a guy hold on. And again, just we were talking about, like when we're talking about the World Cup, you root for America no matter what it is. You know, you root for America. That's who you are.
Well, to me,
and this is an American. You want an American to win?
Well, to me, in the individual sport, sorry, Pat.
Yeah.
Individual sports such as, you know, golf, which I actually don't watch, but tennis.
Yeah.
I have favorite players that aren't American, and I would maybe root for them against an American.
Wow. Djokovic. I'd root for Djokovic against anybody.
Pat, how about Boston as that host city? All of the folks from these other countries are loving Boston. They're having a blast over there.
A lot of it is, you know, because we're related to all those people.
The Scots.
Scotland's right next to Ireland. There's a lot of intertwining DNA going on there. So
exactly.
It's like welcoming back your cousin from Scotland. Boston's a very, they got roots all along the, what would you call that? The British Isles?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, any one of those tasty redheads would find a welcome home in Boston.
400 years since 1620 of shared history. There you go.
That's exactly what that
is. Well, I'll tell you.
So, yeah, they, and Boston's a small city, too. So, I know a couple of you guys have been there. You know how it's a small city, walking city. So it's not like you go to New York City and it's like, whoa, this is a huge place. you know, Bean Town's not really like that.
Well, this may be the first time this World Cup, and since it's here, and I don't know if it's because it's in our same time zone. I don't know if it's you know, because so many of them are going around, you know, going on here in America, and seeing some of the things with some of these international travelers / foreigners going around to our great country and witnessing some of the great things that we have. If that maybe has me more involved in watching, even though I have no idea what it's how to play the game. Don't know the scoring, don't know anything.
Do what? You watch other than the United States?
I'm sorry, Pat, I can barely understand.
He asked if you watch games other than the Americans. Pat, I've watched...
Well, it makes no difference to me,
I've watched pretty much every game that hasn't been on in the middle of the night. I watch all of them.
Every
one of them. I've been doing that for, goodness, 20, 25 years. Yeah, long time.
How do you do it? How do you stand it?
I'm crazy about it, man. I like the tackles. I like the intricacy. I like the give and go, the pick and roll, all those classic plays, Pat.
Well, listen, the Americans have only played once a week, you know, a couple of times, so it's been few and far between. Mm. So yes, I've watched a couple of matches. Now I had family over yesterday for a little post Father's Day lunch relaxation, and Ryan, my son-in-law, is a soccer fan. He's got soccer games on, so he turns soccer. We're watching a little bit of soccer going on. He's rooting and cheering and going. He's saying that. Well, I watched that later on as it was going on. The U.S. Open was still. This was 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
So
U.S.
That Open brings up my point.
Yeah, but U.S. Open is not going
to. My father.
I'm sorry.
I go to lunch with my father. Mm-hmm. We're sitting there, right, and they got bunch of TVs around the thing, and the big TV, we're watching. I go, can you turn the U.S. Open on? She goes, sure. So there's two TVs, big one. And then the waiter comes up, he goes, can we turn TV on the soccer? I go, soccer? USA's not playing. The person in the thing, so they put the U.S. Open on the other TV, and they put Spain versus Saudi Arabia on the big TV. I go, what is going on here? Who's going to watch two random countries play when the U.S. Open is on? What's going on? My brain could not process the decision making. So I don't understand why. I mean, who is he, your son-in-law? Ryan?
I was the same way because I like soccer and I don't watch golf. So
well,
I was watching soccer.
But we're talking about soccer at 1 o'clock. Yes. I'm not watching all of the U.S. Open. I did not. I had some other things that was happening.
Do you know
family's
anybody
all there,
on the Spanish
but,
team?
But you know that U.S. Open's not going to be over till 6 o'clock.
I used to know a lot of the guys on the Spanish team. They had David Villa. They had Piqué, the guy that was married to Shakira. They had Xavi. They have a bunch. And now they got a bunch of young guys in that.
Well,
kid.
They got Yamal.
Yamal is going to be the next Lionel Messi, probably. This young teenager that's just spectacular.
Well, that's
they got
a
Rodri.
Strong statement,
I know. That's a big statement, Pat.
Well, Pedro Porro plays for Tottenham. They got players.
Well, to answer your question or to go, but yes, I watched a few hockey matches or some of a game or two that did not include the United States.
NHL?
Listen, it doesn't matter what the game is or who's playing. If I'm watching soccer, I've got to learn how to play the game no matter who it is. I don't know.
Some really bad news for you, Pigskin.
What's that?
It just broke. Breaking news.
Don't say it.
Dusty May is becoming the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks.
I'm not messing with you. Don't tell me that.
I'm being dead serious.
He's being serious.
I'm going somewhere to cry right now. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
That can't be true.
Shams bomb just happened.
Say it ain't so, Joe. Oh, my goodness. Maybe we can hire Juwan back. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Said nobody.
All right, fellas, here we go. Pat, before we let you get out of here, just a little fun fact here. Did you know that the first ever soccer game in the U.S. was played in what year? Again, here's the deal. Just like in my trivia, you don't have to give me the right answer. You just
ask
the
question one more time.
When was the first ever soccer game in the U.S. played?
Is this just soccer game period?
What did I say?
Professional? I'm going to say 1901.
1862. It was before the Civil War ended.
Question for you guys.
Before the Civil War ended.
Question.
What?
All right, here's my trivia question.
What?
What year the United States finished in the top four? Now, in the World Cup, finishing in the top four is like, you know, college basketball, the Final Four. It's a big deal.
Right.
Top four. The United States finished in the top four one time. What year was it?
1931.
It was 1930. You must have saw the same stat I did, right?
Well, there has to be a little asterisk towards that because.
Ooh, watch your mouth.
Because there was only 13 teams then.
There was only four teams?
13, I believe.
There was only four teams in the World Cup then? So what the heck have we been doing for 100 years? 100 years, and we're still not in the top four ever? What is going on with us?
Well, Pat, anyone can have a bad century. You know, that's not enough of a sample size.
We didn't qualify from 1950 to 94, I believe.
All right, Pat, we've got to get out of here. Thank your sponsor.
Something's going wrong. And here's my other thing. If you guys ever want to make a documentary film, here's the subject that I would like somebody to tackle. I don't have the time to do it, so maybe one of you guys can.
All right.
We are, the United States, obviously, as you guys know, is a country that's founded by Europeans.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm baffled in why the United States isn't a better soccer country, being that we were founded by people who love soccer.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that documentary.
We wanted to be different from our founders.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that could be. Well, then maybe we
also
speak English. But, Roger, the good news is there is no documentary as such, so you don't have to watch it.
Thank you, buddy. Listen, I'll watch a lot of stuff, and I'll watch something like that, but only if it's like the drunk history stuff. Pat, we appreciate you being a part of the show today, buddy. Thank your sponsors.
Okay, Bubba. Thank you, Cabot Outdoors and Bass Fitters, obviously. Roger has one, and look how fantastic he is every day. That's what he does for you.
We do appreciate Cabot Outdoors and Bass Fitters. Pat, we appreciate you. Will you do me a favor? I know you had lunch with your dad yesterday, but when you see your mother, say hello to her for me.
We'll do, my brother.
All right, love you, Bob. You make me feel this. All right, we come back. Let's do graffiti. We got to get it out. We got to knock it out. We got to knock it out. Graffiti's coming up at 9:30.
Political strategist and host of the Sunday Buzz, Bill Vickery, gets in the mix with the guys on Morning Mayhem, courtesy of Arkansas's best Chevy dealers, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
Wyndham Clark is your 2026 U.S. Open winner. This is his second time winning the U.S. Open, the first being in 2023. He's the ninth player to go wire-to-wire as the winner. In the College World Series final, Oklahoma won 9-3 in the first game on Saturday night. North Carolina bounced back yesterday by winning 6-2. A decisive Game 3 will be tonight at 6 on ESPN. And Arkansas football landed a few more verbal commitments in the 2027 class. First up, Buford, Georgia safety Jameer Cantrell called the Hogs on Friday night. The three-star chose Arkansas over Florida, Wake Forest, and Vanderbilt. Then three-star offensive lineman Judah Gums joined up as well. The Sefner, Florida native chose Arkansas over Syracuse, Tulane, and Mississippi State. He's the sixth O-line commitment in the 2027 class so far. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain and thunderstorms this morning. Some storms could be strong, but also very heavy rainfall is possible. This afternoon, we'll have some clearing. We'll get back up to 86 degrees. Tonight, mainly clear in the evening. Clouds increase overnight. We'll have a low of 70, plus a 30% chance of showers before sunrise tomorrow. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Razorback Foundation members, it's time to renew your membership. Annual Fun Pledge renewals are now open and due March 31st. Renew now by visiting RazorbackFoundation.com or text RENEW to 479-349-4313. Be part of the tradition for the new era of Razorback football under Coach Silverfield. Renew your Razorback Foundation membership today. Text RENEW to 479-349-4313. Go Hogs.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bills Outdoor Sports deliver. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bills Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Busy Dog Basement Technologies is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Hey, Heath Boothby here on the lot at Crane Hyundai of Little Rock off Colonel Glenn. We are rolling into summer, and that means great savings. We have Tucson's and Santa Fe's at 0% financing for up to 60 months. Hey, you want big savings and great gas mileage? We have $3,000 off all new Elantras, cars that get over 40 miles to the gallon. Come see why me and my team are Little Rock's number one choice for sales and service here off Colonel Glenn, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Visit us online at CraneHyundaiofLittleRock.com.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion.
$8,000 off.
Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Thanks, D-Mac.
Just a little bit longer. The Zone's coming up next. You'll get back to some semblance of normalcy. My name is Roger Scott. Christian Weaver. Thanks to Pigskin Preacher for sitting in with us the entire show today. Coming in from the Grapefruit League. Chris Kane, Bill Vickery, Pat Bradley, that's all. David Basil's in Alabama, but he'll be back tomorrow. Now it's time for graffiti. If you would.
We need Clint Sterner this week.
We do need Clint Sterner.
It's time for graffiti. Graffiti is brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
Let the lines stack up. One sentence only. We'll get the lines full, then we'll go to graffiti. National Kissing Day encourages everyone to share a kiss every June 22nd. Oh, and by the way, I said Pistol Pete was 51. He was 40.
40,
Thanks to someone really on social media. I don't know why I said 51. Which is
he died around the time of the NBA 50, I believe.
Which is even worse than 51. If there's a worse. Everyone kissed on June 27th. Delightful observance highlights the joy and health benefits of kissing. From stress relief to boosting immunity. That's right. That's what I was doing, honey. I was strengthening my immunity. Oh! Show affection to loved ones, explore new connections, or simply appreciate the power of a kiss. That's today. Graffiti, we're waiting on graffiti. National Onion Ring Day arrives today, inviting everyone to indulge in the irresistible crunch of the deep-fried favorite.
Our question of the day was, Where is the best onion ring in Arkansas?
What'd you get?
I don't know if we got any feedback on that.
Cottom's is pretty good. They make a good onion ring.
I think the last ones I had may have come from Joseph Klein.
Joe's got a good onion ring.
Yeah, they got Corky's. A good onion ring.
They do.
Where else do we have some onion rings? Where's the last place? I think that was it. I'm not sure.
They got one out at Three Sam's in Maplevale. I wouldn't say it's as good as those other two, but they're pretty good. They're not bad.
Yeah. I think Joe may have been the last one that I had. The UK-based initiative encourages everyone to learn about... Well, no, that's a whole different one. I apologize. Whether you prefer them thick-cut or thinly sliced, battered or breaded, it's the perfect excuse to enjoy a side of golden goodness. Grab some rings, try a new recipe, or visit your favorite spot today. Do you dip your onion rings in anything?
I'm not an onion ring guy.
You're what? All right, let's
just salt for me.
Graffiti's probably going to be real quick. Hello, Graffiti.
Fellas, if you attended Big Joe Klein's 30-cent pork sandwich palooza, to say the least, it was wild. But your boy, Dirty Red, took some notes. If you didn't order any other entrees, sides, or at least a drink, that's kind of cheap, don't you think? If you proudly paid with coins and didn't feel a pain down in your loins, or maybe you drove away without tipping, that's low T, Scotty Pippen. TRT can do a lot of things, but it can't fix a broke ass, hog boss.
Outstanding. Outstanding, Sterner. Hello, Graffiti.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed. Move it.
Thank you very much. Ron from Pine Bluff. Wait, is that the Ron from Pine Bluff?
That was the Ron from Pine Bluff.
Wow, Sonic has good onion rings. Very good. Very good. We like that. Sonic has them. Salem Dairy Bar has good wings. Okay, rings. And someone says Leo's Greek Castle, or is that Code Talk?
Never heard of it. Where is it?
I don't know.
It's over in the Heights. They've got great hamburgers.
They don't let me go over there.
So if a place has got a good hamburger, they might have a good onion ring.
You know what? That's a good... Yeah. I think that goes together.
You wouldn't think of getting a great hamburger at a Greek restaurant, but they have really good hamburgers.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Does your Star of Indy neighbor have an onion ring?
No, I don't think they have onion rings, but they have a lot of other delectables.
All right, there's somebody who says, hey, guys, eat rings at Buffalo Grill. Okay.
Buffalo Grill's good.
Are they good?
Buffalo Grill's excellent.
Whose wings did we have last? I'm trying to think. Whose did I have? And they were great. Because do you want yours to be crunchy or do you want to bite into them and then get the onion that comes out of it?
I like a little crisp.
There's a little crisp. I want to be able to bite through it. I want to be able to bite through it.
I do too.
Yeah. And then move and then get to the next bite.
That's right.
You know, I don't want to take a bite and then the onion is there that has just been covered up and then comes right out. Then you're eating what? You're eating onion ring crust. I don't know. I don't know what that is. RJ Hawk's on the phone. Hey, Hawky.
Dearly beloved, there is one reason and one reason only I got into politics, and that is because I wanted them special interest boys to line my pockets. I got algae in my pool.
That's my new favorite caller. Basically, dearly beloved, that's my new favorite caller. Sterner, you may have a little competition now. You have got R.J. Hawk calling Graffiti. Thanks to Fence Brokers. Thanks to Fence Brokers for bringing this timeless classic back to radio and Morning Mayhem in particular. Thanks to everybody that joined us so far today. We appreciate it very much. David will be back tomorrow. He'll be running things the way we get back to normal. And I'll be able to do what I normally do, which is just be a smart aleck and sit in the back and listen and enjoy a great show. Hope you've enjoyed the show today. Pigskin, I hope you have.
I have.
Hope most of the listeners have. Go to the phones. Who do we have? Still waiting. Anyone?
Bueller.
We'll take this one hot.
Who's this?
Doyle Hargrave.
Hey, Doyle Hargrave. What's up, bud?
I just wanted to call you, Roger. I'm sorry I haven't been around a lot here lately, but Randy convinced me to get the band back together, and you're not going to believe this.
What?
I had to tell him something. We ain't got no damn band, Randy.
Thank you, Duel. Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate that very much. Different RJ Hawk. Hello.
Go read another book, pigskin.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Now the classics are coming out. RJ Hawk, you listen, you know you've made it. You know you've made it now. Let's go to Fake Sterling. What's up, Fake Sterling?
Morning, guys. Today's rhetorical question is, what disappeared faster, Wyndham Clark's seven-shot lead or Dusty May from Michigan?
That's too soon, Fake Sterling. Too soon. I'm over here. I'm over here in a puddle. I'm crushed.
He did not give me. He did not give me the doot doot. All right, let's see. I saw something on breadsticks the other day as well. Breadsticks. Do you dip them in anything?
Mm-mm.
There's ranch, marinara. Cheese,
I'll do marinara.
Garlic
if it's
butter.
There.
What about marinara? Is great with a cheese. I would think maybe a garlic butter. Maybe.
That crazy bread from Little Caesars with the marinara is pretty good.
It is good.
That's better than the pizza,
it
probably.
Is. I think I've had that before. Yeah. I think the Olive Garden.
I'm a connoisseur, I think, of cheese sticks, bread.
Yeah, not cheese sticks.
Breadsticks with cheese.
No. Breadstick.
Just breadsticks? No cheese?
Just no cheese. Are you telling me the ones at your pizza place are cheese?
Yeah.
No. I'm just talking about breadsticks.
Okay.
Solid breadsticks, just nasty good.
Yes, I'll go marinara on those.
Gotta go marinara on that one. What about a garlic butter's not too bad?
No, it's not.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does it for graffiti. Thank you, Chris Walker and Fence Brokers for doing that. It is 9:37 on a Monday morning. Thanks to everybody that came out. Got a great game tonight. It's gonna be some game three of the College World Series, and then that's it. I mean, how many of the last World Series games have gone down to three games? I mean, that's a normal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you want? Don't you want that? As a fan whose team is not in it, it's a no-brainer to me. I want game three. This is it.
I have no dog in the fight.
Roger, you want to hear something very, very bittersweet?
I do.
I'm going to tell you. So yesterday you asked about what we had done. So after church, we all went over and met and had some barbecue for lunch. And, of course, in traditional Father's Day fashion, I paid for everybody, you know, because that's what that's what Big Daddy does.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Cat on a hot tin roof.
Right.
So the present that my wife got for her husband and her father-in-law and her two sons, who are also fathers, we got new National Champion Michigan basketball shirts. Yeah,
nice.
Christian.
Well, at least you got one.
We got one shirt out of the whole thing, and now for the next 15 years, we're going back into the wilderness of mediocrity since Dallas poached our coach. Those dirty dogs.
At least you got one.
Well, yeah. I'm going to have to take that shirt and take really good care of it. Because it's going to have to last
see
a
another
long
one.
Time. I ain't going to see another one. Yeah, it was 89 till the last one happened.
We had Chinese buffet yesterday.
Yeah.
And my wife, again, got a great deal at Dillard's for me. She got me some new cologne. You know, and if she likes it, then that's what I wear. And so she was able to pick me up some of that. My kids got me that lunch and my nice hat. That someone said I look like Norman Lear with it on. It's a little fold-up hat.
Norman Lear.
It's when you look at it. So that's what I got for Father's Day. And then to have my oldest and his wife and children come down with their new baby, Carter Scott, hanging out with us. The only thing missing was Zach and his family, and they were in Mexico, or as Baz would say, Mexico.
Carter Scott. That's a solid name.
Solid.
There was a basketball player for Ohio State about 45 years ago named Carter Scott.
Did not know that.
Yeah, and the sometimes the guys doing the games on TV would get mixed up and they'd call him Scott Carter.
Well, it's a first name deal. It's a different. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You got two first names.
Two first names.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it was great seeing Scott Carter. So we were good that way. I'm thinking, and then I think we'll be going up to see the next see Zach and his family next weekend for Mavery, their youngest daughter. We will be, and I hadn't seen much of her. That was the first time I saw Carter as well. For her first birthday? No, can't be her first birthday. Already? Wow, time is flying. I don't even know.
So in a few years, when she gets married, you're going to take her down to Mexico and watch the nuptials.
You know, listen, that's been done. Stay here now. Stay here.
So rest of America,
yeah.
The rest of the weddings in the Scott family are on American soil.
Ideally, they're drivable. Ideally, they're drivable. And I guess Cabo could
drive to Mexico. Could have. It'd take a long time.
Long time. And I don't have that in me. But no, so that was good. I hope everybody had a great Father's Day out there. I hope you were able to enjoy time with your family. And if you had your father, that you made those made some contact with him and had a call. I was telling you earlier this morning about the Chris Fowler. Was it Chris Fowler? That I was mentioning about the ESPN bit that was on this morning, first thing this morning before we even came on. And what a touching thing it is that what he found out about his dad, or hearing some of the audio cassette tapes of his dad. He hadn't heard his voice in 45 years or so, just to see that. So if you had your pop with you, good for you. If you didn't, I understand we're in you're in a certain group that did not have their dads with us. Some of you, if you do have your pop, make sure you make contact with him. It's always, listen, there's nothing. I found out that I have a cousin in Europe who has passed away. I just found out that the more, thank goodness to social media, if there's ever been one good thing about it, is connecting with family I didn't know I had.
Where in Europe did he live?
Germany.
Okay.
Germany, Heilbronn.
You got some Germans in the family?
Oh, my mom is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So that's where find out my uncle and some cousins and such.
You've said this multiple times, Roger. Was your mom straight from Germany?
Straight.
Like English was second language?
100% German.
Okay, all right. Didn't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Full blown. There's a scene in the movie. What's the one with Bill Murray? The
Stripes?
No, the other one that was just
Monument Man.
Monument Man. There's a scene in Monument Man, the very last place that I think the Germans are, or excuse me, that the Americans are going to beat the Russians in getting some of the artifacts out. It's at Heilbronn, Germany, and that's where my mom was from. She was oblivious to it. Not even a teenager at the time when all that's going on, so she had no idea that some of that stuff was going on. But it was there. And so, it's like when you see something. Oh, my, look, I see that movie. Maybe that movie holds a special place in my heart because it mentions where my mom was born. Just like if you see something on TV and it mentions Arkansas or Little Rock or Hospital, even if it's on Cops, you go, hey, that's our town. That's our place. Woo-hoo, get them, pit them, pit them. That sort of thing. You root for the cop. Or maybe even some of the bad guys a time or two. But, so I hope you had a great Father's Day. Continue on. No one's promised tomorrow. We talk about it all the time. So remember that. Make that phone call. You agree, Pigskin?
I agree 100%, Raj.
All right, let's do this. Let's get out of here real quick, come back and wrap it up. We'll see if Justin or Phil is going to come in and tell about their show, or do they want us to do it. Are you telling me we're going to get out of here with this stank? Get some of that bug spray in here. Partnership with Oakline Sports is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your
player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Southern Bank presents Family Feud on 103.7 The Buzz. Tune in to Morning Mayhem Tuesday mornings for your chance to play with Justin Moore, David, and Roger. Family Feud on Morning Mayhem. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand new Cadillac and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call 501-224-2400.
Car wreck? Call Rainwater Holt in Sexton. 888-8888. 8 for a fast response. 8 for results. 8 for Arkansas.
Anywhere in the state, dial 8.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Come and get your Willie on.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Leonard Skinner immortalized one of the great backing bands singing. Muscle Shoals has got the Swampers. They've been known to pick a song or two. Yes, they do. The Shoals has a wonderful history of music, and an impressive who's who have made their pilgrimage to this magical area to record hits. Google it, and you'll recognize everyone from Percy Sledge to Wilson Pickett to Steve Winwood to the Rolling Stones to Paul Simon to the Osmonds to Bob Seger to hundreds of other artists. Fame and the Muscle Shoals Sound System Tour, well, they're just fantastic. While in your car listening to this great music, stop by one of Doubleby's 34 locations in Arkansas to grab a drink, snack, or fuel up. Doubleby's will get you in and out quickly. Well, because Doubleby's is where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
One in four men over 40 have low testosterone, y'all. 100% of them can get their testosterone levels back if they so choose to. Low T Center tailors their TRT to every man to make sure his levels are where they need to be. Head on over to fixmylowt.com to book your free T test. That's fixmylowt.com.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our American dream is ice cream. Red, White, and Bluebell is our strawberry ice cream loaded with strawberries, alongside creamy vanilla and blueberry ice cream with real blueberries. A full half gallon of Red, White, and Blue ice cream. Feel free to celebrate.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Walmart Supercenters and neighborhood markets.
This is Pat Bradley, and if you haven't been to Wood Grill Buffet in Benton, well, what are you waiting for? The Wood Grill Buffet was just rated the top buffet in Arkansas and the 15th best in the U.S. by a national organization as featured on KARK. Over 200 items, huge meat bar, salad bar, hot food bar, and the sweetest dessert you've ever seen. Open Thursday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Exit 118 in Benton. Come one, come all, come hungry.
Hey, everybody. This is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton. And I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
All right, that's going to do it.
Girl, to be with you.
Your long statewide nightmare begins next. I kid. Hey, thanks everybody for hanging out with us and giving us the opportunity to try and entertain you and inform you this morning. Based on yes, I know there was soccer, World Series, NASCAR. What else was there?
Hockey trades. Basketball coaches quitting.
Well, he didn't quit. He just moved to another job.
He quit, Christian. He quit Michigan.
At least you got your national championship.
Yeah, we got
all of that. All of that. And we were able to be a part. Who is this? Hello? Bruce?
Morning.
Bruce.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. What can I do for you?
Hey, real quickly, have y'all seen that deal going on about the lack of gifts for Father's Day and where it ranks in holidays?
No.
So there's a ranking. There's more money spent for Christmas, number one. Mother's Day is number two. Father's Day's all the way down to number 20. We're behind made-up ghosts of Halloween at 7. What do you think about that?
Oh, my God.
We're also behind Benito Mussolini's birthday, which I got to go out and get my Mussolini gift soon.
It's tough for me to tell my kids to get me anything. Of course, they'll tell you, Dad, you tell us stuff all the time you want us to get you. But I try not to. I try not to because, you know, listen, if the more money you keep for yourself, the less you'll come to me. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just telling you, you need to keep that and spend it on something. Spend it on streaming so you can watch ball games. But no, thanks for being a part of the show today. We do appreciate it. Pigskin, thanks for coming in and sitting in as always.
Anytime, my brother.
On the shortest of notices, he will come in and do what he does.
Well, I was in a good mood until about 35 minutes ago when your producer gave me some bad news. That I got the call today I didn't want to hear, Christian.
I can't help.
But I knew that it would come.
Yeah,
he just reads the news.
Well, see, he did that to you. Then he started telling me, hey, Roger, come on, snap out of it.
Take those
rose-colored glass, silhouette glasses off your face. Some of those things, they're just trying to endure themselves to you and make you think that everything's great. Yes, Christian, I do believe that they believe that the Bloomin' Onion is fantastic, that a row of Funyuns is not like anywhere else in the world, that all of those soda fountains and free refills is an incredible thing. In America. That's what it's all about. All right, anybody from that show coming in to talk about it?
I don't know.
All right, then we'll move on. Coming up next will be The Zone. I'm sure they're going to have an award-winning show, as always. How could you not with Justin Akre and Phil Elson being a part of it? I assume they're in studio?
Yes, they are.
Even
I
more
do know
of a
that.
Slap that no one's coming in to discuss their show.
I bet they'll be in soon.
Well, it's too late.
They're probably depressed about the news about Dusty May going to the Dallas Mavericks.
Well, listen, I'm going to cheer you up. Dr. Paul Burton,
Dentist to the stars.
Former dentist to the stars dropped off from his garden some veggies in the green room. I will be glad to share some of them with you.
Well,
there's some
nice.
Squash, eggplant, jalapeno, cherry tomatoes, heirloom tomatoes are in
well,
there.
That's
as well.
A very generous gesture, Brother Scott.
Absolutely. You're a veggie guy, yes?
Yeah, I'll eat
it. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, very good. Christian,
tomatoes are fruit, right?
Yourself?
Tomato's a fruit, but nobody really thinks of it as a fruit.
It's like okra. It's a fruit. It's a fruit.
Yeah, I consider peppers both as vegetables. Fruit.
Peppers are fruits?
Vegetable. They are.
Yeah. Peppers are fruits?
They are.
He just blew your mind, didn't
he? Well, you know what?
If the seeds are on the inside, it's a fruit.
Get out. Well, that's good to know.
Well, there is such a joke in there that I
gotta start cranking up my disdain and hatred for the Dallas Mavericks now. And I'm Christian. I'm going all in, man.
Christian, I'm
all
Cooper
in.
Flagg. He's going to be a bust.
I hope he is. I hope they trade him for Anthony Davis's uncle. That's who I hope they trade.
Maybe they will in a couple years.
Oh, they should.
Well, it's been fun, boys. Tomorrow, Tuesday. Who do we have coming on, Christian? What is our Tuesday show?
Rick Schaefer,
John Daly.
Yep.
We'll talk to Daly about the U.S. Open. Again, that was fantastic having that tonight, the World Series. You don't have a dog in the hunt.
Do not.
So will you watch it?
I'll be watching World Cup, whatever
so
game
you will
is
not even
Cup.
Watch the World Series?
No.
Will you go picture in a picture?
No.
Okay. Piggy, what about you?
Oh, I watch it all. For World Cup first, then I'll tune over to, I think Oklahoma's going to pull through and win this tonight.
Okay, all right.
Of course, I thought Oklahoma was going to win in two games, and they didn't do that. Hey, look who it is. Speaking of baseball, it's baseball extraordinaire personality Phil Elson.
So Oklahoma won the World Series in 94, yes? Is that right?
I think so.
That's the last time, Raj.
That's right, and North Carolina has not.
Never. They've finished runner-up twice.
Phillip, 06 and 07.
Welcome to the show, Philly. Tell us, you're a baseball guy. You're a sports guy. You'll be watching that. Are you a soccer guy as well?
I've been watching the World Cup.
Will you be watching it?
Absolutely.
Will you go back and forth to the
ball
game?
I'm going to be watching Argentina and Austria at noon while we're hosting the Zone today.
Ooh.
He can't say it on
Messi,
the radio if it's not
too.
True. Oh, so he's awesome. Going to be doing that.
I'm not
going to
be doing soccer play-by-play, Roger. I don't really think I'd know what I'm doing there.
Do you know soccer enough to be able to enjoy it enough?
No, not at all.
Okay, so what is it about now?
He kicked the ball.
Listen, a former partner of yours would sit here and was what? Because of the athleticism of soccer players.
That's his favorite sport on earth.
It just is.
You're talking
Matt
Jones.
I'm talking
Matthew
Jones. And he loved soccer, but it had to do with the athleticism. I think a lot of it had to do with the athleticism.
Can you imagine how great Matt Jones would have been on a soccer pitch?
I'd asked him about that. He said he thinks he was a little too big to be able to play it because there's really not guys of his size.
Could have been a goalkeeper.
Yeah, but lob the ball in front of the goal. Who's going to go up with him on a header? He's going to be head and shoulders above everyone.
No kidding.
Jump.
Head and shoulders and, like, you know,
and leaping ability.
Breast height, too.
Exactly. Well, you look out there and you see Erling Haaland for Norway, and he looks gigantic out there. He's 6'4".
That is the one guy I've thought about. Like, looks. Yeah. I've heard him described as Thor-like.
Yes.
Okay. He's ridiculous.
No one's ever described
him as Thor-like.
He plays
later today against Senegal.
No one. No one. Tonight, again, we've said it here once, we'll say it again, Phil. The two greatest words in sport, game three.
Right, exactly.
Okay?
Game three. The college equivalent of game seven.
That's
yes.
it.
That's right.
Game three. Exactly. Game three. What do you see tonight? Give us something in your opinion. What you think, if it's all on paper, what should happen?
If sometimes the college postseason is about who's getting hot, well, then when you finally aren't hot anymore, when that streak stops, I wonder what that does to Oklahoma. Because nobody's been hotter than OU, and nobody's bats have been hotter than OU. And they got slowed down yesterday, and I just wonder if that has anything to do with what may happen today, because OU has been... There's been a roller coaster kind of a team, and North Carolina really hasn't. I don't think UNC has lost a series since their first
Virginia.
Conference series back in March. Mm-hmm. And Oklahoma lost every series leading into the tournament, really, like their last four or five.
Other than that, you know, with the roller coaster, did they start taking an uptick after the Razorback series when they played the Razorbacks back earlier in the season?
No, they lost to Tennessee after that.
They did.
It was really, they went one and out in the SEC tournament. That's why this run by Oklahoma, Roger, truly, this is, nobody saw it. Skip Johnson wouldn't have been able to see this coming, and he's their head coach.
Knocked out Georgia and Georgia Tech. Crazy. They beat great teams.
No one saw Oklahoma come. Then no one even thought about North Carolina.
I don't even think Oklahoma
crazy.
Saw Oklahoma coming.
No, I like sir. Where your head's at. Phil, what's on the show today, Bob?
Oh, the Mighty Ribs coming by. We're going to recap the whole weekend, U.S. Open, College World Series, World Cup, and anything else we can dream up, too. It's going to be game balls and jock straps. So join in with us on The Zone.
Very good. Thank you, Phil. Justin Aker will be here, and Moose will be on the other side of that wall. Christian, great job. Thanks for your help today, buddy, and being a part of it.
Thank you.
Well, that's what teammates do. Thank you, Pigskin.
You bet, brother.
Thank you to Chris Kane, Bill Vickery, Pat Bradley, and you, most importantly.
RXM 9mm, on sale for $349.90, $50 savings. Ruger 10/22 Wood, 22 Long Rifle, on sale for $249.90, $50 savings. Fort Thompson's in Sherwood.